City Utilities Deputy Director John Langley stands by a fence at a former city dump at the corner of Lemon Lane and Gray Street. He recalls the day when contamination at the dump came to the attention of Bloomington city officials.
We had a gentleman that came into the mayor's office after they read about PCBs at Winston-Thomas, I believe it was. That's an old sewage treatment plant south of town. Utilities owned that. And we had PCB contaminated sludge in that treatment plant because the factory used to dispose of it through the sewer. And he walked into the mayor's office one day and said, you know, if you think you got a problem there, you need to see this old landfill.
They needed to see the old landfill because it was full of junked capacitors, and those capacitors were full of PCBs. At least, says Environmental Protection Agency project manager Tom Alcamo, they were full of PCBs when they arrived.
At the time when the landfill was being used, they scavenged capacitors and the oil within the capacitors were dumped on the ground. That leaked underneath the landfill deep into the rock. And so as groundwater flows in the karst through the rock, it picks up that PCBs.
Some of the water passing under Lemon Lane surfaces in a spring half a mile away. From there, it goes straight into a water treatment plant, whose sole purpose is to remove PCBs.
Every drop of water that comes through that spring is treated.
Sara Technologies engineer Pat Knipe stands in an aisle at the plant amid pipes and tanks two stories high. Sara runs the plant for CBS Corporation, which succeeded Westinghouse.
There's backups for just about everything. We have a emergency generator that runs the system if the power were to go out. We have backup pumps, backup level controls, backup equipment for just about every critical process.
The dumping didn't end with Lemon Lane and the sewer plant. Officials discovered four more sites where Westinghouse had brought trash. One was Bennett's Dump, a former quarry northwest of State Road 37 and State Road 46. Another was Neal's Landfill on the city's far western edge. And some capacitors ended up at another Neal's property in Owen County and the city-owned Anderson Road Landfill. The Westinghouse plant was also heavily contaminated. Alcamo says individually the sites are about average size among the cleanups he's managed. But together,
the number of sites is definitely something that I think it makes it unique compared to other communities across the country.
Dennis Williamson first got involved in the PCB issue when he joined the county health department staff in the early 80s. His files line the walls of a room in the attic.
Lemon Lane, Neal's Landfill, Winston-Thomas. So, not really sure what one you want to look at. I'm sure what this one is. I got so many pictures.
By the early 1980s, Westinghouse faced lawsuits from both the city of Bloomington and the EPA. It agreed to pay for a cleanup. But the deal the company reached with officials in 1985 appalled many residents. It included plans for Westinghouse to build an incinerator to destroy PCB wastes and to bury the ash just west of town on Bottom Road. In the early 1990s, opponents convinced the Indiana Assembly to effectively scrap those plans by passing pollution standards the incinerator could not meet. All five official parties, the EPA, the city, the county, the state, and Westinghouse successor CBS, headed back to the table. Alcamo says from there, the discussion got more productive.
We had to explore these other alternative remedies, and it got to very complex and difficult negotiations, but we worked through it, and, you know, I think we've made a lot of progress down there.
There's the guys in their protective gear, Tyvek suits, and they are loading stuff up.
Williamson holds a picture of Lemon Lane circa 2000. It shows workers excavating layers of contaminated dirt.
That's burnt material there.
That's a lot darker than the rest of the soil.
Yeah, this is the dirty stuff. This is the clean stuff going on top. You can see the equipment, the size of those vehicles we were using.
More than 4,000 crushed capacitors from Lemon Lane went to an incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas. And officials sent about 80,000 tons of PCB-polluted soil from the dump to a hazardous waste landfill in Michigan. Some of the less contaminated dirt at Neal's Landfill and Lemon Lane stayed. It got pushed into one big mound at each site and covered with a giant plastic liner. With grass growing on top, the sites look a bit like golf courses, except they're surrounded by a fence and a drainage ditch. Alcamo says while the cleanup has advanced, no one can call it done.
No. That's one thing you have to keep in mind, that these aren't walk-away remedies.
There's no way to set a date for the end of the cleanup. Nobody knows when PCBs might stop washing out of the karsts. Langley suggests dozens and dozens of years as a minimum for contamination to drop below problem levels. Fish in Richland and Clear Creeks will likely remain too polluted to eat for years to come. And CBS can't just assume it understands the ways PCBs might move around at the cleanup sites. It has to show through tests the pollution's under control. Alcamo says at Bennett's Dump, they're still building.
So you would expect at Bennett's Dump sometime next summer to be constructing a collection trench with a small water treatment plant to treat the contaminated spring water from there.
All parties insist the future of the cleanup is secure. The agreement they negotiated and signed in federal court binds them to it. And Langley says that means only the collapse of the judicial system itself could put it at risk. CBS representative Dottie Alke says the company isn't going anywhere.
CBS Corporation has its responsibilities here and will carry out its responsibilities. That's why we're staffed to do this and why we're here and why we'll continue to be here to address the issues that remain going forward.
That doesn't mean the parties have always agreed on their obligations. The EPA used its own money to build the Lemon Lane Water Treatment Plant in 2000 after negotiations with CBS broke down. The company later took over operation and oversaw the plant's expansion. NIPE says it's treated 1.5 billion gallons, that's about 62 million bathtubs full, of PCB-contaminated water since it came online. For WFIU News, I'm Sevilla Mann.